History mystery. After finishing my night shift, I went to the shops to get some groceries. On my way back, I saw a ceremony to unveil a blue plaque commemorating Labour Prime Minister Harold Wilson's 100th birthday outside his old school, Wirral Grammar, in Merseyside. I stopped off to take a look, and, a few minutes later, sixth form politics students gathered around. Local Labour MP Alison McGovern came out with a headteacher and others. She explained who Harold Wilson was, and said I could talk about the politics of his time, but I won't. You'd have thought a current Labour MP would have been eager to talk politics to politics students. But this is the same Alison McGovern who recently resigned from Jeremy Corbyn's team, not finding his policies to her taste. The same Alison McGovern who is a prominent member of Progress, the right-wing capitalist Labour group founded by arch-Blairite Lord Mandelson. Progress has its own journal, meetings, offices, and conferences. It almost constitutes a party in itself. Would that be like the party within a party that militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party, was when in Labour? That was the very excuse Neil Kinnock used to expel militant supporters. If your organization is a socialist tendency, you get expelled. But it's okay for a capitalist tendency to carry on. I can, of course, understand why she wouldn't want to talk about the politics of his time. That was the time when the Labour Party was, at its base, a workers' party, albeit with a pro-capitalist leadership. A time when workers, through their trade unions, still had a powerful voice and influence in the party, not so anymore. Once Beck Espeson for the event told Radio Merseyside that Wilson had resisted US pressure to join the Vietnam War. But, as far as I remember, Wilson resisted, only because it was strongly opposed by the unions, who used their influence to force his hand. This is exactly why the likes of McGovern, and her fellow Blairite MPs, oppose Corbyn's leadership, and anyone on the left. They know that, if working class people get the facts about political history, the game will be up. Chris Robinson, Wirral.